理课堂听 class.com。
Part 4, Extensive Listening. Task 1. Listen to the news from the following VOA Special English program, and then use the split page format to complete the outline. You may fill in the blanks with either the exact words you've heard from the tape, or with your own words which paraphrase what you've heard. Solar cookers.
Millions of people around the world cook their food over a smoky fire every day. But it is often difficult to find wood for the fire. People who do not have wood must spend large amounts of money on cooking fuel. However, there is a much easier way to cook food using energy from the sun. Solar cookers, or ovens, have been used for centuries. A Swiss scientist made the first solar oven in 1767.Today, people are using solar cookers in many countries around the world. People use solar ovens to cook food and to heat drinking water to kill bacteria and other harmful organisms. There are three kinds of solar ovens. The first is a box cooker. It is designed with a special wall that shines or reflects sunlight into the box.Heat gets trapped under a piece of glass or plastic covering the top of the cooker. A box oven is effective for the slow cooking of large amounts of food. The second kind of solar oven is a panel cooker. It includes several flat walls or panels that directly reflect the sun's light onto the food. The food is inside a separate container of plastic or glass that traps heat energy.People can build panel cookers quickly and with very few supplies. They don't cost much. In Kenya, for example, panel cookers are being manufactured for just $2. The third kind of solar oven is a parabolic cooker. It has rounded walls that aim sunlight directly into the bottom of the oven. Food cooks quickly in parabolic ovens. However, these cookers are hard to make.They must be re-aimed often to follow the sun. Parabolic cookers can also cause burns and eye injuries if they are not used correctly. You can make solar ovens from boxed or heavy paper. They will not catch fire. Paper burns at 232 degrees Celsius, and a solar cooker never gets that hot. Solar cookers cook food at low temperatures over long periods of time.This permits people to leave food to cook while they do other things.
Task 2. Listen to the following tape and decide whether the statements below are true or false. Is it time to switch to dish TV? Over the past several years, about 9% of cable TV households, at least 5.6 million subscribers,have switched to satellite TV. How does satellite TV work? TV signals are beamed down from orbiting satellites and captured by an 18-inch dish on your roof. A receiver box connected to each TV unscrambles the signal, enabling programs to appear on your set. All satellite signals are transmitted digitally, which means you can receive about 300 channels.Many more than regular analog cable. Two major satellite service providers are DirecTV and Dish Network. Satellite TV is similar to digital cable, which is available in 80% of homes that can receive cable, and offers picture and sound quality as well as programming options that are superior to regular analog cable. How much does it cost?Depending on your provider, a satellite dish and receiver box may cost about $150, but rebates from your provider can offset the entire cost in about 15 months. Each additional box costs $5 per month, and installation of all equipment is usually free. A monthly subscription service package can start at around $25 for 60 channels,with 200 channels costing about $75.
Satellite TV provides more specialised programming. For example, DirecTV offers NFL Sunday Ticket, providing nearly every pro football game. Dish Network offers Family Friday, movies suitable for the entire family to watch. Also, satellite TV consumers say they are happier with customer service than cable users are, reports a study by Yankee Group, a technology research firm. Though satellite TV reception is much improved, bad weather can still compromise it, and local stations may not be available in your area. Video on demand service, which is available with digital cable TV and allows hundreds of programs and movies to be viewed, paused and rewound at any time, is not available with satellite TV. If your cable service is poor, consider switching to satellite TV. If you have analog cable and you are happy with your service but not the programming, compare the costs of upgrading to digital cable or satellite TV.
Task 3. Listen to the following passage and then choose the best answers to the questions you hear. Modern technology changes the art of protest. It's hard to say when or where the world's first signature petition was circulated, but in general, historians believe two things had to happen before the petition could truly become an effective form of protest. First, common people had to become literate, and then they had to believe they had a right to tell their government what to do. For that reason, the modern-day petition is usually traced to the 18th century, the so-called Enlightenment period in the West. But it wasn't until the 19th century that the petition really came of age. It was then that the first blockbuster petitions, gathering more than 1 million signatures each, were circulated throughout England. And now, says Kevin Matthews, director of the website petitiononline.com, the petition has come of age again. The real strength of online petitioning comes, of course, from the characteristics of the internet. Word about a petition can be communicated quickly. People can sign it quickly wherever they have computer access. In addition, some issues really are international, so the response to people's ideas and feelings can happen so much more quickly than on a paper petition, Mr. Matthews says.
Mr. Matthews adds that in an increasing number of nations, including the United States, Japan, and the countries of the European Union, a digital signature enjoys the same legal recognition traditional signatures enjoy. Kevin Matthews's website is one of several clearinghouses for online petitions. People can post their grievances there for free, and the website is regulated largely by software that filters out obscene language and alerts administrators whenever multiple signatures have been posted from the same server. This is an attempt to avoid fraud and make it difficult for anyone to sabotage a petition. The website is nearly self-sustaining, but every now and then Kevin Matthews and his colleagues do have to take a look at the petitions to make sure no one's advocating violence. They don't get paid to do this, but Mr. Matthews says there are other rewards.
Questions. 1. When did the petition really come of age?
2. Where was the first powerful petition circulated?
3. What is not true about the online petition?
4. What is true about the digital signature?
5. How is the effectiveness of the online petition ensured?
Thank you.
Unit 8. Stress 101. Part 1. Communication skills. Expressing anger. Task 2. Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. 1. Listen to the following story twice and then fill in the form. Lastly, retell the story. A bag of nails.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy with a bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he should hammer a nail in the fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. But gradually, the number of daily nails dwindled down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the first day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. He proudly told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. The days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar just like this one. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out, but it won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry. The wound is still there."
What is anger? Anger is an emotion of displeasure, usually regarding an act or idea of another person or organization. Sometimes a person feels angry at him or herself for having acted stupidly or badly. Anger involves a sense of wrongedness, outrage, frustration, irritation, or violent conflict. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. The angry ones draw their swords. The angry ones aim their bows to put down the poor and the weakened and to kill those who walk on the path of righteousness. But their sword hits their own heart. Their bows will be broken. With his poverty, the righteous one is richer than all the angry ones in their abundance. Emotions like anger and hatred are based on projections and exaggeration, not on objectivity or wisdom, and thus are basically incorrect. We all know that anger and aggression give rise to anger and aggression. One could say that there are three ways to get rid of anger: kill the opponent, kill yourself, or kill the anger. Which one makes the most sense to you? A bag of nails.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy with a bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he should hammer a nail in the fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. But gradually, the number of daily nails dwindled down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the first day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. He proudly told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. The days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar just like this one. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out, but it won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry. The wound is still there."
What is anger? Anger is an emotion of displeasure, usually regarding an act or idea of another person or organization. Sometimes a person feels angry at him or herself for having acted stupidly or badly. Anger involves a sense of wrongedness, outrage, frustration, irritation, or violent conflict. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. The angry ones draw their swords. The angry ones aim their bows to put down the poor and the weakened and to kill those who walk on the path of righteousness. But their sword hits their own heart. Their bows will be broken. With his poverty, the righteous one is richer than all the angry ones in their abundance. Emotions like anger and hatred are based on projections and exaggeration, not on objectivity or wisdom, and thus are basically incorrect. We all know that anger and aggression give rise to anger and aggression. One could say that there are three ways to get rid of anger. Kill the opponent, kill yourself, or kill the anger. Which one makes the most sense to you? 2. Listen to the following lecture twice and then use the Cornell note format chart below to complete the outline. You may fill in the blanks with either the exact words you've heard from the tape or with your own words which paraphrase what you've heard. Anger self-help.
What is anger? Anger is the body's response to an event, to road rage, for example, or to another person, such as one's colleague, boss, or partner. It can also be caused by anxiety, worrying about personal problems. It is the body's way of helping us to cope by either fighting or running away. It is called fight or flight response. Anger generally results from our feeling helpless or unable to control certain situations. We feel as if we are trapped by circumstances and can't see any way out. We all feel angry sometimes. Some people tend to become angry easily. They have a short fuse. And some have problems controlling their anger. Anger has consequences, and they often involve hurting other people, more usually their feelings, but sometimes physically. Anger can cause problems in your personal life and affect your work. The after effects of anger often make a person feel guilty and ashamed, but anger is actually a normal emotion. Still, unresolved anger can cause relationship breakdown, physical and mental health problems, criminal activity, etc. Expressing and controlling anger. People use a variety of ways to deal with their angry feelings. Expressing your angry feelings assertively, not aggressively, is the best way to express anger. Being assertive doesn't mean being pushy or demanding. It means being respectful of yourself and others. It is important to find out what is causing you to feel angry, and then find ways of dealing with that. Identify what triggers your anger and why. Talk to others who are involved, and together try to find ways of removing that trigger. Anger can be controlled and then